the reason I bring this to our attention is because over the holiday week, it was pretty devastating within my district, Belvedere Park specifically, where neighbors found a beautiful heritage oak that had limbs that draped down to the ground and came back up. It provided an entire room underneath a canopy. In that canopy, it was just incredibly beautiful, and it was chopped. Every limb coming down was chopped off in not a way that is considered healthful for trees. It was pretty devastating.
Jennifer Brayer at the again at the CRA meeting, the agenda meeting. I forget which one it was. I guess it was at the agenda on Monday, talking about this horrible mangling of the beautiful oak on Belvedere Park, which is just over there south of Creighton, east of 9th Avenue, and. You know, now the city's looking at fining the tree contractor, you know, what, $100 an inch, $1,000 an inch? I mean, it was some ridiculous amount of money. But, I mean, right, you know, you don't get to chop it. And he did it because of the disc golfer? The mayor told us yesterday? This is just the craziest story. And they, you know, their first response was, well, let's call law enforcement. So I want to know if they did. I don't think they did, but Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Welcome back, Mike. Good to have you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you guys get a call about this, about a tree attack?
Absolutely, we did. We responded and we took a report.
And how do you, what do you do? I mean, do you like look at Ring camera video? Like, what do you do?
Well, we took a criminal mischief report, I believe is what it was, and just look into it. And I think ultimately they discovered that there was no criminal intent involved, that this was just a mistake on the contractor's part.
Yeah. It's the craziest story. It's just unbelievable that all of it, everything about this story is so crazy. Let's see. You guys had, I guess you had a car that fled from you guys. It turned out to be a DUI this week on Tuesday.
Yeah, they had a person came over to our officer that was working off duty at McGuire's and told him she just observed someone in a vehicle on the lot of the Pony on Gregory that was drinking from a bottle of wine in the driver's seat. So the officer went over to investigate, saw the vehicle begin to move. He initiated a traffic stop and the vehicle fled from him. And eventually we lost contact with that vehicle. It was picked up again a few minutes later by another officer. She fled again and was eventually boxed in at the entrance of Pensacola Village on Fairfield. She was taken from the vehicle and arrested, and then we found out that she had her 7-year-old son in the vehicle with her, which is a horrible thing, you know, very, very dangerous thing to be doing.
So she's drinking liquor or wine at the Pony and got her 7-year-old in the back, and then she gets reported, and you guys pull her over, and she flees not once but twice before you finally corner her. I assume you didn't have to pit the car. You just got her stopped, right?
Yeah, they boxed her in. She didn't force the issue after that.
But you didn't obviously know it. This is, I mean, you know, we talk a lot about chase policy and what do you do with folks, but, you know, you did your officers, I'm assuming, had no idea there was a kid in the car, right?
No, they had no idea. There was no traffic. There was no pedestrian traffic. It was very early in the morning. So, you know, with a DUI, it's one of those you better do, you better not kind of situations. You know, do we let them flee or let them go and then they hit someone, or do we stay with them and try to get them off the road? So it's a situation that you have to determine what you're going to do at the moment. And these speeds were for the most part, low speeds. I think at one point she got up to 70, but that was it. And the 3/4 of this pursuit were 40, 45 miles an hour.
Mm. Well, I mean, good work in the end. The great Christmas tree theft of 2025, what happened?
Well, according to the video, two individuals, a male and a female, approached and came to the tree over the weekend. They took it and put it in a truck.
This is downtown? This is downtown?
Yeah, in the county parking garage where Winterfest is.
Got it.
Like if you were going to approach the back door of the tag office, it was right there. They took the tree. It was plugged in. The lights were on. But apparently they may have saw a light that was out and they wanted to take it back to the shop to fix that light there and bring it back here. And that's not what happened until one of our detectives figured out who they were. And then they were contacted by the detective, and instantly their hearts grew 3 times bigger and they decided to bring it back, and all is well.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
It's a Christmas miracle.
How do you do that so quick? I don't get it. I don't get it, but you're very good at what you do. I'll just say that.
The world may never know. All right, Mike, I'm going to ask you a two-part question. I know what both of the answers are going to be, but I still want to ask you because it's my job. Santa Rosa County, I've been asking everybody in Escambia County. Santa Rosa County is eagerly running down the path of putting in school speed zone cameras at different layers in different municipalities of the county, whatever. Escambia has done nothing on this. Question one, do we have a speeding problem in the school zones in the city of Pensacola, to your knowledge?
I think we do everywhere, and we have officers that monitor that situation. And if you're going to ask about if we're looking at speed cameras in school zones, the answer is no, not at this point. Our hands are plenty full with the red light cameras.
And that was the question number two, and I figured that was the answer because, you know, we're doing one project. We don't need a second project. We can barely keep up with the first project. But I just wanted to I feel obligated to ask the question because it's such an interesting contrast in Santa Rosa versus Escambia right now on this particular issue to me. Downtown parade. We got a parade on Saturday. Same setup because this is before the Reimagined Palafox closures start to happen. So same setup as normal, right? Be cleared by 2:30. I assume cars left in the perimeter are going to get towed. Parade's at 5:30, right?
Yes. Everything changed after last New Year's Eve with the incident in New Orleans. So please do not park on the parade route. The signage is going to be up. And we will tow that vehicle if it's on the route. And again, like you said, we will close it around 2:00. So just make plans to go around that. Come early and get you a good parking spot. And then once it's over with, the traffic guys are going to work those lights manually if needed and get people out of there. But usually that's not a situation we would need like we would the 4th of July or something like that. Usually the parade dismissals are pretty easy.
Remind me the plan for Main Street. Is Main totally closed? You cannot get there from here? Or is there going to be the ability for locals to get in south of Main? What's the plan around Main Street?
It's closed to through traffic, but people that live and work in that area, we're going to permit them to go through and get where they need to go.
Okay, that's what I thought. And this worked well. I was very worried about this the last parade, and it all seemed to work very smoothly. So, you know, I was worried about nothing, so which is good. It means you guys did a great job. Question came up. You talked to several weeks ago. Your Did You Know was about blue lights on cars, and basically blue lights are prohibited except for law enforcement vehicles. Somebody asked me the question that they had seen one of these box trucks with a digital signboard on it, you know, like you see all over Las Vegas is what I think of them as being, but they're more prominent in bigger cities. But an advertising truck that has a digital signboard that might have blue lights on the sign because there's blue in the coloring of the sign, is that also illegal?
I thought about that after you asked off the air, and I don't know. I would have to look that up as far as a video that it's constantly changing and that sort of thing on advertisement. But I can tell you that flashing blue lights that are in a single location or steady burn blue lights anywhere on a vehicle is illegal.
And that's also can't even, like, have them unlit up, right? Is that true? They can't be on, but they can't even be on the vehicle. Is that true?
Yeah, so and one of our biggest violators of this, and they don't mean to do it, and they may not know it, but are the Uber cars with the blue lights in the windshield that says Uber. Those are not legal.
Blue neon around the hubs, around the wheels, all that stuff. The blue is specifically for law enforcement, even though people don't realize it. And I'm glad you point that out because people don't know. We always like to end with go ahead.
Well, I was going to say if they want blue lights on their vehicles, no problem. We can take their application, put them through school, and we'll give them all the free blue lights they want because we certainly could use the help.
I love it. If you're that committed to blue lights, you do have an option available to you. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, I do, and this is about Florida Man. I'm originally from Kentucky, and I was asked by folks up there when I went to visit for Thanksgiving, why is it always Florida Man? And I had to do some digging into it, and I found out that other states do have crazy news stories, but Florida's Florida Man phenomenon is famous due to its extremely open public records law, the Sunshine Laws, that make police arrest reports easily accessible to the media, allowing quick and sensational stories about bizarre incidents to get out. And other states have stricter laws that aren't so easy to get a hold of that information. So it's not put out as often as Florida stories. So there you go. That's
interesting.
Where that comes from, for the most part.
And also, can we just add this little asterisk footnote to that, that an awful lot of the things you see on social media are fake stories, not real. True?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. And just click on the source, click on it, look where it came from, and sometimes it'll be characters that are 16 characters long. It makes no sense, and you can tell that those are bots or something from overseas. That's just simply not true. So a lot, especially with AI, a lot of what you see, I mean, we've seen law enforcement officers that you know very well. You can take them, their image and their videos, and make them say and do anything you want them to do. So it's a bad direction that, you know, AI is great, but it can also be used the wrong way. And I think the technology is just going to get worse for what your own eyes are showing you is not necessarily true.
I actually shared a video the other day that was of slip sliding ice cars down a hill, supposedly in some other part of the country. And in the middle of the video, this minivan has the door drop off, fall off, and behind the door on the minivan is the back panel to a truck. The minivan transformed into a truck in front of your eyes, and it's an AI video, but the problem is the AI is really stupid, but the AI is incredibly hyper-realistic looking stupidity. And if it doesn't make a mistake, how are you going to know? And, you know, that's true whether it's the videos or the photos or the people that just make up these stories and lie about them. And it's very hard to know. I mean, we have a lot of dumb criminals to begin with. And then, you know, we have people just making stuff up all the time. It makes it that much worse. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Thank you, as always, for the time. And congratulations on just celebrating your 25th anniversary, you and your honey. I always appreciate that. Well done, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.